This is the closing market report for a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us. It's really turning out to be quite a nice day here today.
Yeah, the weather's really not too bad. We got rid of all the excessive heat from last weekend, and we're seeing some opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms to come and go. Now, that may raise some complaints out there, but it's summertime, you know, and this is not a bad scenario to be in.
On that note, and you'll have to explain this to me a bit, as we get into the month of July, it appears there could be a problem that might rear its head?
Yeah, there's a tendency here that we're going to get away from this really wet weather pattern that's going to evolve over the next 5 to 7 days and get back into a little more ridge building across the middle of the country. This should suppress some of the rainfall that we're enduring right now and put us back into a warm temperature regime. I think the scenario is not a bad one for this time of the year, as long as we don't see it fester into some kind of long-term drying trend. Certainly the ridge that's advertised at the moment as we go into the last days of June, early July, is not very strong, and it shouldn't be because we're going to have all this moisture on the ground that's got to be evaporated away. And so when you put a ridge over an area that's wet like this, the ridge has a real hard time being strong. Now, the southern plains is where the base of the ridge will be, and certainly the ridge will be significant there. But for the Midwest, the northern plains, parts of Canada's prairies, I think we're going to see a lot of feedback moisture for a while in early July, and that's going to generate some periodic showers. A general net drying trend, however, for many locations, and a return of warmer temperatures, but with the humidity in the air, it will not be as hot as it was last weekend.
I expect the harvest crews that are working now in the hard red winter wheat growing regions will look forward to a little drier weather. They've been kind of wet. What can you tell me about the conditions they've had to endure?
Absolutely. The rain last night was very impressive from southern Nebraska all the way down to the Texas panhandle, including about 85% of hard red winter wheat country. Amounts were in the 1 to 2.5 inch range, with several counties reporting 2.5 upwards to 5 and 6 inches. So that's way too much rain just by itself. We're going to see a little bit of a break in the precipitation for the next day or two, and then at the end of this week, Friday, we should start seeing another round of significant rain, and one more for Sunday into Monday. Both of these will probably produce 1 to 2 inches, and locally more once again, and good coverage. And good is probably the wrong word, because they are trying to harvest and the crop is still maturing in some of the northern locations, and this is not a good environment for maintaining the best quality crop, and certainly field work is going to be on hold for a while. That ridge is going to build in shortly after this period, and it will provide us a decline in rainfall and warmer temperatures, which will put us back on track after a week of delay.
And finally, can you check in on the Chinese corn and soybean crop for me, please?
Absolutely. Northeast China produces over half of the soybean crop and a large percentage of the corn, and it's been a little dry biased in past weeks, but then the last week to 10 days, they've had some timely rain. The soil moisture is much, much improved, and the crops are really growing like weeds at this point and will continue to do so. I think we'll see a very good production potential in that area. Just a little bit further to the south, though, in east central China, we do have some dryness. At the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to fester in the long run, but we'll have to watch real closely and make sure that they do get some timely rain a little bit later down the road.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
We'll talk with you again next week. You have a good day, too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.